Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the sixth day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Yudalad, Mishnah Tes. Shnei Achim, two brothers, Echad Cheresh Vechad Bekech, one deaf mute and one normal. Nesuim Lishtei Nochreyes, married to two unrelated girls. Achas Chereshes Achas Bekechas, one of whom is also deaf mute and one is normal. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Cheresh married the Chereshes, the Bekech made the Bekechas. The normal man married the normal woman, and the deaf-mute man married the deaf-mute woman. Which means we have another case where one marriage is a proper marriage, Minat Torah, Nesu'in Gemurim, and one which is only Mirabonim. Meis Cheresh Bala Chereshes, if the Cheresh died, the one who's married to the Chereshes, and his wife now, the widow, now comes and has to deal with the brother, for her brother-in-law, as far as Yibum is concerned, Yibum Ochaletza, Mayas Pikech Bala Pikachas. What can the Pikech do now? He's got his brother die. His brother's died without children, and he has to deal with the widow. Koines. There's only one option. He must do Yibum. He has to live with the Yivama, with his sister-in-law, the Chereshes. He cannot give a Chalitza. It's not an option, because Chalitza cannot be done to a Chereshes, to a woman who is deaf-mute. Then, after he's married her and done Yibum and properly consummated the marriage by taking her, if he wants to divorce her afterwards, no problem, he can do that. If he wants to divorce her after Yibum, he can. Why? Because a get, at least in the time of the Mishnah, giving a get does not require the consent or even the das of the woman. It can be done without her consent at all. So therefore, the fact that she's a Chereshes is not a problem about in him giving her a get afterwards. However, Meis Pikeach Bala Pikachas, if it's the normal man who's married the normal woman who has died, now his wife, the widow, the one who's now waiting for Yibum or Chalitza, what happens to her? Mayas Cheresh Bala Chereshes. So what shall the Cheresh, the one who was married to the Chereshes, the deaf-mute man, what does he do about his deceased brother's wife? Koines, the only thing he can do is to marry her, do Yibum. He cannot do Chalitza. Chalitza is not an option because he's a Cheresh, he's a deaf-mute. But he can live with her, with his sister-in-law, do Yibum. Ve'enoi moitzi loylam. And he cannot divorce her. He's stuck with her forever. Why? Because since he's a Cheresh, he's a deaf-mute, any get that he would give would only be Mirabonan, because he doesn't have a proper authority to give a get. And if a get he gives Mirabonan, would not be strong enough to remove the zika, to remove the connection that has come to him because of the death of his brother, and his brother was a proper marriage. So this zika, this connection that he has to his sister-in-law is Minat Torah, and any get that he would give would not be strong enough to take away that zika. So the only option he has is really to do Yibum, to live with her, and that a Cheresh can do as well, because a Yibum only requires a physical living with the woman, that's all, and that a Cheresh is capable of doing, and that's all he can do, and he can't, and he's stuck with her for life. Ein Amotzei Lo. Perek Tesvav, 15th chapter of Yevamos, Mishnah Aleph. The last two prokim, or the prokim of the Masechta, which we're about to start, go back to the law about a woman whose husband has died overseas. And some of these halachas have already been learnt earlier on in Perek Yud. So let's have a look at these two prokin, these last two chapters in Amasachta. Ha'isha shehelcha hi o baila limdina sayom. A woman who went overseas with her husband. Shalom beinoi leveino. And there was good relations between them. And there was good relations in the world. There was a peaceful time. That's important because later on we're going to contrast it with a case where there was not a peacetime in the world. And that can change things considerably. Anyway, she went overseas. And now Uvos, she comes back from overseas, Va'omra, and she says to the Beis Din, Meis Bali, my husband died. Please let me marry again. Tinose, says the Mishnah, we will let her get married. We believe her. We trust her. Similarly, if there was a case where her husband died without children, and there's a surviving brother there, and he's prepared to do Yibum, then if she says Meis Bali v'Tisyabim, if she says my husband died, we will let her also do the mitzvah of Yibum. We allow her to be married. We allow her to be married to her deceased brother's husband, a surviving brother. And that's even though she had a chazok of being an Eishes Ish, she was a married woman. She's got no witnesses to say their husband died. Why are we so lenient? Why do we just trust her? And that is because to save a woman from being an aguna, from being chained in a state of limbo, the Chachamu were lenient and said, we trust her, we believe her. Why? Because she's got too much to lose. The stakes are too high. If she's found out to be lying, or if she was misguided and her husband had not died, and he comes back, she loses her husband. She's not allowed to go back to her husband. If she gets married in the meantime, someone else, she can't go to the new husband that she tried to get, that she got married to, because she was an Eishes Ish. She loses both husbands, inverted commas, first husband and this man that she thought was her new husband. And if she had any kids from this man, this new husband, they'll be mamzerim. And she doesn't get a ksubah. There's so much for her to lose if her husband was still alive that we trust her. The Chacham said, no, if she says her husband died and she wants to get married, let her get married. Now, this is all in a case where it's relatively peaceful out there in the world. Sholem beinoi leveinoi umilchoma boilam. What happens if they get on well? There's good relations between husband and wife before they left overseas, but there's a war going on. There's a war in the world. Or ketota beinoi leveinoi. Maybe they're not getting on well between each other, but b'sholem b'olam. But there's generally peace in the world. Ovos v'omran. She comes and then she says, Meis Baili, my husband has died. Enon Emanus, won't believe it. We won't believe her. Now, why not? The reason is because if there's a war going on, for example, even though they're good, they themselves got on well with each other, we are worried that maybe the husband went, didn't come back, and she is just assuming that he died because there's a war going on. So he thinks, oh, he probably died in the war, that's why he's not coming back. And that's not good enough. That's absolutely not good enough. But we are worried that she's relying on that. Similarly, if there was quarrels between them, we are worried that maybe because of machlokes and the hatred, maybe she wants to make herself also for her husband, and maybe that's why she's dafka saying, "Let me get married," etc. So, for this reason, we say she won't be trusted there also if there were machlokes in between them before they left overseas. Rabbi Huda says, "La'olam einon emenes." A woman is never believed to say husband had died. Alim ken bos boicha v'gadah kruin, unless she comes crying and her clothes are torn. They're torn because of avelus. There's evidence that she's actually been mourning for her husband. Only then we will trust her. Omer loy, they said to him, they said back to Rabbi Huda, achazoi v'achazoi tinosei. No, that's not the case. That's not the issue. Whether she's crying and her clothes are torn, or whether she's not crying and clothes are torn and not torn, she's always allowed to get married when she comes and says her husband has died. Unless, as we said before, those cases where we worry there's a war going on and she assumes that he died. That's different. But generally speaking, you don't have to do that. In fact, the Gemara brings a brisa that says, the Chacham turned to Rabbi Huda and they say, really? You're going to tell me that only if she cries and the clothes are torn, then she's allowed to get married? Well, in that case, a lady who knows how to put on a good act and she's smart enough to come crying in torn clothes, you're going to say we're going to believe her? And then a woman who perhaps is not so clever to do those things, or not so talented in crying and getting into those clothes, we won't believe her? No, we can't do that. Both get married if they come along and they say the husband has died because there's a chazaka. A woman would not risk so much, and there's so much for her to lose if her husband was still alive.